Hello, everybody. Welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
My name is Colleen.
And I'm on the jury looking stupid.
Sorry, Jay is giving me the Dave right now because I was trying to overcompensate from my performance last week.
We are here with Survivor, with a family members segment that took up 90% of the episode, and a pretty quick, an uneventful tribal.
Wasn't that even your mom said, "Oh my God, this is taking forever."
Right?
Yeah,
like, I felt like, is there gonna be time for the challenge with all this?
I cried a little bit at some of the different.
Actually, the challenge should have been, all right, whoever didn't cry gets immunity. Oh, I'm sorry. No one gets it.
That'd be an interesting twist.
Do something. I mean, I get it. You know, a lot of people like this part, and I'm like, okay, yeah, all right. You know, I just maybe I don't have a heart
or a soul.
Play Toy Story or something like this.
These things always, you know, get me a little misty, a little dusty in the room. There were too many
of them.
That's true, because usually there's less people. There's a lot of people this week.
I kept waiting for Jeff to say, "Okay, let's do the casting. Let's do the crew. All right, cameraman, come over here. Who's coming? Who's coming for you?"
Yeah,
just seemed like too many people.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
And maybe that's why it took so long. Is he had like every single one of the big.
Yeah, but everybody gave gold. Other than like Trizan, his bro.
Yeah,
who looks nothing like him. But, well, like, you got gold from everybody. Like, Sarah's, you know, getting kind of like a winner's edit, so you had to show her and her loved one.
I hope she's not getting a winner's edit.
And Culpepper had to run to the diva. What's up with that? Everyone ran.
I don't know, but Monica is so pretty, and I love her fake boobs.
Everyone ran
to
the mark except Monica. Monica, I'm just going to walk out here.
She's like, I've been here before.
I don't have to sweat. So I'm just gonna stand here. No, I thought it was funny, Brett, but she just came walking out.
Yeah,
very
actually,
regal.
I forgot what she looked like.
Or maybe
she walked out, I go, oh, that's her. That's right.
Really, you did?
What Monica looked like?
Oh, not me.
Well, after this 4-hour episode, trying to remember who everyone looked like.
Oh, man.
I don't know. I maybe she was, you know, just kind of like, man, do I have to go out there and see Brad?
Yeah.
All the others like father and son, mother and daughter.
Life's been pretty good so far, you know?
Yeah. Although, okay, fun fact, Eliza tweeted out tonight during the episode that Zeke got to hang out with his father for the day, even though he did not make it to the family visit.
Oh, that's sweet.
Well,
so
good for
Zeke. I don't know what that was all about. I'm sure we'll find out there'll be a scandal somewhere.
No, it's probably like CBS, like, sorry, we're so sorry. Here, have some time with your dad.
Sorry that our producers may or may not have stepped
egged,
in.
Jeff
we thought we were the family reunion with 20 people. So we brought them all out. Our mistake. Well, they probably flew them out there.
Yeah.
And, you know, and he didn't.
No,
you know,
they
because they probably can't just do it on a dime. I mean, they have to get these people.
No, they do. They fly out. So generally, they fly out everybody, and then that's like until the vote before, because, you know, it's like a day to travel to wherever they are.
Yeah.
So they don't know who's going to go home. Because I remember Fishback tweeting that his friend was supposed to be his family, family visit person, and he didn't get to actually see him, but he had got to go there for the day. And I remember other people that, you know, were the vote right before the family visit also talking about it as well.
Fishbeck didn't bring his personal trainer.
I forgot what I was gonna say, but oh, is there people that like kind of stalk the airports to see which family members go to kind of give a sense of like who are the last people?
Yeah,
pretty much have who are the last. You know,
if Brian Ozawa was podcasting on this show, he would be
doing the truth.
Okay,
he'd be traveling all over the country.
That is the
okay.
Truth.
I bet.
Sorry,
you that
Jen. See you in a few weeks. I gotta go see who these.
I bet you that if people do, it's definitely on the Survivor Spoilers Reddit or it's on Survivor Sucks.
Is Survivor Spoilers Reddit? Is it pretty accurate?
Don't know. I don't really.
It's kind of a no-no among the Survivor community to read and talk about it. So
I don't know. I remember having a conversation with a couple of listeners, BJ, back during Ko-Rong, and she was telling me, not spoiling me on things, but she was mentioning something about how, like, a video intro, I don't even remember what it was, but so I think that they are, maybe they're not fairly accurate, but they're good guessing games.
Okay.
But, you know, I really can't speak to it because I
don't,
I
go, I don't go on Reddit. I
love Reddit. Me some Reddit. And I love, you know, how much of an S show Reddit can become. I am the person that spent hours upon hours upon hours on the Serial podcast Reddit and wasted my life there. And I do love me some Survivor actual Reddit, but... I never actually post on it because I'm afraid of the internet. I only come for the internet when the internet comes for me. So
you find that happening a lot?
I have at times in my life found that happening a couple of times.
Okay, there you go.
Generally, they have all involved podcasting.
Most people call that being paranoid.
Well, you know. I don't know if you are around.
Like somebody's watching me.
Well, you weren't around on Friday night where we had an epic conspiracy theory discussion.
We talked about it on the
Married
Man
show. I'm sure you did. But
so sad I missed it.
Actually, you should be. Although I hear Dan has a 10-minute video of me and Boston and Brian and whoever else that I can't even remember. Matt, maybe. Yeah, Matt. All of us discussing conspiracy theories, and that was great. But let's talk about Survivor because, yes, you know, that's what we're here for.
Well, before we get
wait,
into...
I was going to say maybe that's why they went with 9 people this time because you were saying about people looking at the airport, see who's leaving.
No, you were saying that.
That was my theory.
Oh, okay. Jay was saying that.
That was my theory.
Yeah, maybe that's why they had 9 because who would have thought they would do it at 9?
Well, they did it at 9...
They've done it at 9 before.
They've done it at 9 before. Have last they? Year they did.
Can we start it like doing it at 3?
Actually, they did do it at 9, even in the voting one. You know, Survivor's Choice.
Okay. Okay.
You're the one where they vote.
Second chance is Cambodia.
Maybe that's every episode ever in the show.
No. They did it there because don't forget we had 5 people. Or 6 people that were a part of that family visit. And then the only people that were left were Jeremy, Tasha, and Spencer. And they, you know, had their final 3 deal made there. But you had, you know, just about everybody else. Because Joe was voted off. Joe was voted off that episode, right?
And yeah, he had that weird kind of relationship with his dad.
Yeah. That's why we all remember. So,
oh,
yeah.
That's right.
So, yeah, they have had more. I don't know. Somebody out there is probably way more knowledge. Maybe it's on the Survivor Spoilers Reddit. Who knows? they pick.
I think they should bring back the car gift thing.
Gift thing was a curse.
That's the curse. It's the curse of winning the car.
I don't know. I know, but it's at least more interesting than the.
I like the family visit. Last year we had Adam crying over his mom dying.
Well, yeah,
I know,
that
I sound terrible. This year we had Cerise's son giving us epic gif faces about where you poop. I mean,
That was fun. Well, before we get into it anymore, save for the recap. And before we get into anything, I want to thank people that make this show possible. Our patrons over at patreon.com/JayandJack. If you'd like to become a patron today, contributing at any level, it helps make these shows possible. And if, say, you contribute at $5 or more a month, you get to access our special trivia off between the Married Man and the Broadcasters. That was at our Jay and Jack podcast get-together party weekend extravaganza where Colleen says that I've never done anything nice for her in my life.
Allegedly.
I gave her the answer, which helped them win the game.
First of all.
You knew it was Randy Jones?
Yeah, no. Totally.
Benedict Arnold.
Anyway, yes, we had an epic trivia that was voted on for the patrons to do that, and we ended up hastily throwing it together live, and then I posted the audio for the $5 or more Patrons Choice show. So check that out on your feed. If you are a patron at that level, $5 or more, and even the $1 or more level gets shows too sometimes. So if you're a patron at all and you think that you should be getting extra podcasts and you're not, send us an email at janejacktv@gmail.com because I'll totally help you out, dude. Or dudettes.
All right, Colleen, it's time for the recap and let's get it going.
It is. All right. I have to say that this is one of the shortest recaps I've ever done. Uh-oh. Now we can eliminate most of the family visit talk. So,
well, I mean, it's most of the episode. So if we don't talk about it, it's going to be a short episode.
In fact, didn't Jeff sit down and take a break?
I think he did.
it's time for my lunch. I'm getting faint.
This is going to be like a 20-minute show, a.k.a. Jay's wet podcasting dream.
Well, there is some Zelda waiting for me. So.
There is some Zelda. We did have the talk, put the Zelda down during the previously on, but it worked out. Anyway, night 29. Ty figures out. Also, my voice is a casualty of this past weekend in which I went to bed at 2 o'clock on Friday into Saturday, 3 o'clock on Saturday
into Sunday. I thought you were talking about
Ty. No, I was.
What? I go, did I miss something?
No. I'm just saying I sound like Phoebe Buffay's sexy voice because I slept about 12 hours this weekend total. It's super fun, guys. Come to Raleigh next year. All right. Night 29. Ty figures out that his alliance members voted for him. Awkward.
That was awkward.
Yeah. Like that. Can we just talk about that for a second? Like what benefit did that really have for the four of them? Would that have really changed the tides in Brad, Sierra, and Troyzan's favor?
I don't know. Maybe.
Well, I think the thing is, too, is with Ty, you don't have to worry about him being mad at you.
True.
He might hold it against you, but he's not going to be one of those guys, you voted for me?
Yeah.
Get in your face. You know how, like a Debbie or, you know, like a, what's his name? Scott Poehler. I mean, someone who would get really angry. Tybee, I just don't understand that. Okay. And yeah. So I think at day 29, like, okay, I voted for Ty. Yeah, we did, Ty.
Oh, okay. Love you guys.
Yeah, he takes it with, you know, stride. I'd be holding it against him, but.
The way you just said this was kind of like one of those examples, like, you know, proper grammar. Sorry, my Long Island just came out.
Proper grammar.
We did Massachusetts last night, The Married Man. So
you got a proper grammar? No, you got proper grammar over here.
Because you know you said grammar. You know we did Ty.
You need a grammar guy.
But it could be like, you know we did comma Ty. You know we did comma Ty, or you know we did Ty. We did tie. No. Okay. Wrong podcast. McCaitlin knows that there's no consensus in the big group.
Was this what were we talking about, the reunion just now? The family reunion?
Oh. We'll get there.
I know.
The big group thinks they can bring Ty over. Ceri wants to split up Brad and Sierra. I gotta say, look, guys, this is another very low-key example of Ceri getting her way.
Yeah. That's true. I mean, again, Ceri's gameplay is fantastic. Like, her ability to get people to do what she wants. I see why she's the fan favorite that she is. It's a shame she hasn't won yet because she plays pretty damn well.
She's trusting. That's the thing. If she could win the challenges, that would carry her further.
Well, I don't think
actually,
so though.
Then she would be such a threat, she would get voted out.
Yeah.
No, but when she gets down to the end, if she could, I think the problem is she can't win that challenge to get her into the finals.
But Sandra Sandra didn't need that.
Yeah, but that's because Russell.
Sandra was just. Sandra's a freak of nature. I don't know. Again, I don't know.
Don't forget, Russell thought that he was bringing her to the end because she wouldn't get any votes. And then she, you know, was just like.
Well, then Russell thought that it was going to be three winners that were sitting at the final tribal, too.
That's very true. Oh, my God.
Because he didn't know. He assumed that he had won his previous season.
Bump, 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 bump.
Which is kind of crazy to think about.
Douches be douches. Just saying.
It kind of shows you the excellence of the heroes versus villains season. Like it you know, could have been like three winners were the final three, which is kind of crazy.
He should have won.
Not heroes versus villains.
Not heroes versus villains.
No. The first time around.
But yeah. He didn't.
I know.
Day 30, Sierra knows she's on the bottom, but is hoping that Sarah, her closest friend in the game, will help her out.
With friends like that.
Didn't I turn to you at that point and was like, I don't see this going so well.
Agreed.
She tells her about the legacy advantage that she found and promises it to her if she goes home. Sarah knows that Brad and Sierra have to be split up.
Okay, take me time for a second. You're talking about winner's edit here, and Sarah, you know, she got what she wanted with this play, but and maybe it's just her style, but I don't see her really having, like, a nuanced gameplay. It's so, like, Billy Club.
Okay, look at it this
way. But that was a fantastic move, though.
It worked.
Sierra, can future contestants finally realize that telling people your advantage most of the time doesn't work?
I would agree with that.
It just doesn't work.
And well, like Sarah going, told her advantage to Sari.
Yeah. It just doesn't work.
It really just depends.
It's a dangerous place. It depends on how you can read people. Sierra did not read Sarah well.
The one thing I say about Boston Rob, he didn't tell anybody he had immunity. He did Idol. He didn't tell anybody anything.
Yep. Yeah.
You tell them what they need to know.
Yeah. But yeah, just as far as this, though, like going back to like the winner's edit thing, like she wants to keep Sierra now. She knows they have to be split up. And then we see this narrative the rest of like the episode is presented. Like, okay, we see that it's Sari who wants to split Brad and Sierra up first. Like, she's the first person that presents it. Mm-hmm. And then we see Sarah just echoing her sentiment. And at the end of the day, she goes with really what's Sari wanted because it was going to be best for her.
Right.
So, and I think before that, so that's my case for Sarah's winner's edit.
I thought Sarah, you go to the Brad Culpepper. I don't think Brad Culpepper's had a good winner's edit for a couple weeks now.
I think he did.
He's just a hanger-oner right now.
He's not in the driver's seat. He is not in the driver's seat.
Right now, he's just if he makes it to the finals, because no one thinks he's a threat.
Which I don't know how. I mean, if he would have went home.
I don't know if he.
He would have went home.
Probably would have gone home.
He would have went home.
I think he would have went home over Sierra.
But don't forget, we've had things like Aubrey telling us that, you know, she trusts Brad the most on the tribe, and we've had people wanting to work with him. So
yeah, we'll see. I mean, he's really not making any decisions in the game right now.
Yeah,
he was up until the week Debbie went home. So just 2 weeks. It's only been last week and this week.
Okay, but I think Sarah. I thought Sarah had played a great game today.
Yeah, she did. I mean, and we even saw, and that's more of winner's edit like argument is we even saw her specifically say several times her reasoning. Like, I like her. I don't want to vote her out, but I want to win $1 million.
And she goes, if I can get that advantage that she told me about.
Then I can make it to the final four, at least.
And that's the only reason she voted her out.
Oh, I know.
Was to get that, and she was able to talk Ty and Michaela.
My biggest problem is just it's not nuanced. Like I look and I observe, and if we're comparing gameplay, like say Sari compared to Sarah,
right now,
give people to do what she wants. Like Sarah, I'm not seeing that from her.
Sarah's being able to do what she wants to do. Sari is convincing people of what she wants to do.
What we saw on the, I mean, want to go getting ahead of herself. What we did see her talk to Ty and Michaela, and they switch who they were voting for, and it benefited Sarah the most.
Yeah. But did we only see that because it ended up benefiting her?
Oh, we could have.
I don't know how many conversations that other people had with them. But to your point, if I
could have anybody win, I'd want Sari to win. I like Sari.
Oh, I would love for Sari to win. But I just had a point about Sari and I lost it. Oh, well, I'm sure I will rethink it and then say it in the middle of when one of you are talking, because that's what I do. See, I recognize my strengths and weaknesses as well. We go to the reward challenge, and it's the family visit. Sarah has her husband, Wyatt.
Was there a family visit?
Was there?
Did I miss that part?
Sarah has her husband, Wyatt. Sierra's dad is there. Aubrey's sister, Andrea's mom, who looks exactly like her, just like how Ceri had her youngest son, who also looked exactly like her. That was crazy to me. I don't know why it was crazy to me, because
I thought Aubrey and her sister looked alike.
You thought Aubrey and her sister looked alike? See, I thought that Aubrey and her sister and Troy Zan and his brother did not look that much alike.
If you look at their profile, they had the same similar nose.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I was too busy typing these words that I'm reading right now during it that I didn't notice.
It went by quick, so you probably, you know, didn't have time to.
That's what she said. Michaela had her mom. Andrew had her mom.
I'm kind of bummed we didn't get to see more with Michaela's mom. She seemed like a fun person.
She seemed like she could have been the next Abby Maria's mom, but in the, like, you know, I understand what's going on way. Unlike Abby Maria's mom, who is just amazing because
I love how she told her, stay calm.
Oh, yeah. That was awesome. Michaela. That was super cool.
Yep.
Then we had, okay, so Ty's boyfriend, Mark. We finally met Mark.
Yes. Now, did Shandy meet Mark when she went at the marathon?
You know, I just listened to the Tribe episode that Shandy and Martha and some dude named Shut Up Tim recorded today. And I don't know if Shandy met Mark.
Wait, Shut Up Tim's still podcasting? I thought he retired.
He came out of retirement to do this podcast so he could brag about how he met Ty. Ty took him to brunch, and I think that Mark was there.
So what it means is that Ty is more important to Tim than the Married Man crew.
Well, duh.
Okay. All right.
Just saying.
Yeah, whatever.
Anyway, Monica Culpepper was there for Brad. And Ceri had her youngest son, who she brought out there instead of her husband, who is a fan favorite when it comes to family challenges.
Has he only been on once in the challenge, the family challenges?
Who, her husband?
Yeah.
Twice.
She's made it to family visit twice?
Yeah, pretty sure. Exile Island and Fans versus Favorites.
But I get why she brought her son.
Yeah, and if I'm wrong, don't send us hate mail. Just tweet at me. I'll respond. But yeah, I'm pretty sure. Actually, Jack, who's watched both of those seasons...
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, he was great.
What is his name? Honey Bunny or something?
Yeah, that's it. Honey Bunny. That's it.
So
I remember every name of every person who's ever appeared on Survivor.
Yeah, and every winner in every season.
Yeah, Richard Hatch, Tina. Okay, go on.
Isn't it like Ethan?
Okay, I'll take that. I know some guy burned his hands and then turned out to be, well, he's
a pedophile, allegedly.
Something like that.
I don't know. Anyway, let's not kill the flow here. Yeah. Ceri's son, she brought her son here because she brought her son to here because she missed his high school graduation and she wanted to. I mean, that's a pretty kick-ass graduation present,
which is probably a blessing because, you know, those high school graduations go on forever too, so
they kind of do. they kind of do. I had an allergic reaction during mine in which my eye like blew up, which Jay has seen it a few times.
It is creepy.
We ended up in the emergency room like 4 hours before my grandfather's wake because of it. The same thing happened the day of my high school graduation. So I had to take my contacts out and I refused to wear my glasses. So I literally graduated blind. Like almost nice. Legally blind. Yes.
Nice. That's great.
Yeah. No, it really wasn't at the time. I refused to be in any pictures or anything that day because I, you know, vain high school. Anyway, Team Brad, Audrey, and Andrea win, and they pick Ceri and her son and Sarah and her husband to go with them.
If I had to pick a team before, I said that team's going to win.
It's kind of obvious. I mean, anytime you have a ball throwing thing at the end of it.
But once I got to that, Brad, give them room. There was no chance. But all three of them are good athletes.
Yes.
So,
and well, is Aubrey a good athlete?
Yeah, she's good in the challenges.
I know Andrea is great at them.
I think Aubrey's good in the challenges.
All right, cool.
She's no slouch. I mean, it's not like when they're dragging Ceri and dragging Ty. I mean,
true. What would be the dream team? Would it be Culpepper, Andrea, and Michaela?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, that would be a dream team.
Well, if you didn't win, Michaela would kick you. But that's
well. Oh my God, I felt really bad for her because she was clearly like more mad. She's been.
She could have broke her foot.
Well,
seriously, you know, she kicked that thing pretty hard.
She did. My boss did just recently break her ankle while ziplining in Panama.
Feet up. Oh, maybe not.
Yeah, she did hit a tree.
How do you hit a tree ziplining?
Her brakes weren't working, so she went past it and hit the tree.
Oh, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. They got. Did she have a GoPro on?
She did not, but there is. There is video of her with her ankle dangling as like one of the workers there is helping her get down because she was on stop 3 of 9.
That would be pretty cool because if you YouTube it, you could make a lot of money on that.
Probably, but she didn't. So, oh, well.
Well, her mistake.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, okay. Learn. So, Michaela was really mad. Andrea says she knows it's a game and that Michaela should be fine after a day. And I kind of was like, ooh, that I know we've got all sorts of other clues here, but that sounds like a Gigi quote if I've ever seen one.
Yeah.
Or heard
that, one. I thought Andrea was going home then.
Yeah.
When she said that, I said, oh, you don't know Michaela.
Yes, it was almost like, and I don't mind Andrea, but it was almost like that time that Jeff Kent was like, Penner's going home and there's nothing that he can do about it.
Right.
But anyway, we go to the actual visit itself. Cerie's son is shocked that city boy that got off the couch, that there's no bathrooms. He's like, say what now? Where do you poop?
You go anywhere. And he was like, what?
It's nature's squatty potty.
but he's probably, to fairness to him, he's probably not used to the cameras and all the different stuff. He's never probably, you know, he's never been there when Cerie's there.
No, all right,
I go to the bathroom.
Know.
There's a lot.
He's 18
there's
now.
People
he
around.
Was, what, like 12, 13, 14?
No, but, well, I'm just saying he's never been to where he's never been on set. So you see all those cameramen, crew, and you know, and all the people there. Wait, I'm gonna go to the bathroom, and there's no doors, there's no stall, no fan.
Well, I'm guessing nobody looks. I mean, even if they look, it's not on camera. I guess that sounds pretty bad.
But if you're a kid, I mean, you know, you're thinking, okay, where's my privacy?
That's true. But I've been camping my whole life, so.
But not okay. Yeah, but not because Cerie is like, you know, Jeff, as he says, from couch to survivor.
Well,
Cerie said the same thing
about her.
Couch to survivor 5K. Cerie has an app in the making.
So I'm looking up Cerie's history here. She made it to, you know, the final three, and so she had a family visit twice, I would assume.
When she was final three, they had a final two.
Exactly, yeah.
And that's, rumors is that's why they extended it to final three, because there were so many people that were getting cut off. But, you know, the game evolved, and they just ended up cutting off those people at four.
And she lost from a fire-making challenge her first time, which that stinks. Anyways.
What did I say?
I have no idea. What did you say?
If she could win the challenges, she'd go further.
But you did not specify fire making challenge.
Well, okay, but I knew she was bad at something.
Anyways,
where's the lighter? Where's the lighter?
Anyway, Brad fills Monica in on the Zeke flip, and he and Monica then discuss Michaela's anger at the challenge. Monica warns him that she's going to flip. Zach. Brad says that he has to win immunity. Now, okay, kind of, how cool is Monica that, you know,
took Brad's hat?
No, it's not even that. It was just she came in and was just like, I am woman, I am going to throw down, and I'm going to tell you what you need to do.
Yeah, luckily Sandra wasn't there because, you know, Monica was acting like the queen.
Yeah. There is no queen.
From the minute she walked on the set.
Other than Sandra. Yeah. Queen Monica. We go back to the beach. Michaela wants to work with Ty because she's mad at everybody else for not picking her for the reward. Sierra and Troyzan discuss taking Michaela and Ty to get the majority back. The group then talks about targeting Andrea next. At the immunity challenge, Culpepper outlasts Ty to win immunity. This was something even lasted 30 seconds in.
I give hats off to Culpepper. He was struggling from the beginning.
Well, okay, as Jay pointed out. Jay, do you want to describe how you described his arms? Because like, oh my God, you could see Culpepper's muscles shaking.
Well, because that's the problem was he wasn't like in a relaxed position. He was almost like trying to like force it, like will it into, but he won.
He did. Yeah. That was some core strength going on.
Yeah, that was, he used all whatever was left of his muscles. Because
when I saw it was Ty and him left, I go, well, Ty could probably win this.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought Andrea was going to win it, and it was going to screw over Sierra. And she still got screwed over, but yeah.
Yeah.
Not because of that.
That was a new challenge, right? Something new they came up with, right?
Maybe.
No, they've done that like a million times.
Okay. Yeah.
Like some type of the thing in the middle together.
No, I thought Jeff said this was a new challenge.
But it's been done something like that before.
But not with the ball with the little holes in it.
That's what she said.
Malcolm's was like that, and he lost. Remember, he had to like hold things together.
No, that was stick things. This was
two sticks and a ball.
Jeff's, are you arguing with the host? Jeff said this was new.
But Jeff's just a snake oil salesman.
No,
say
to be
anything
fair,
to sound better.
Jeff has been wrong about things before, and the Reddit page has called him out on it.
All right, I'm
going
to go with Jeff on this because Jeff would not lie to me.
Okay. Dave 32. Ty's nose said it's between Sierra and Andrea.
But can we say something about Ty when he was talking to Michaela? I forgot. Could he get that sand off his face? It was driving me crazy.
No, he was exfoliating, dude. As somebody that has recently had a facial, I now understand, because I had never taken care of myself before. I've never put on sunscreen in my life. As somebody who's now had a facial and seen the difference in their face for 3 days afterwards, I now appreciate that.
The worst part about the beach is the sand, and I'm just like, get the sand off your face. Get the sand off your face.
That's why I've never needed anything, because I've always been sandy. Okay, Jace just gonna look like
it explains your disposition. Right.
Oh.
I'm not gonna deny that. Or confirm it. I'll confirm it. Anyway, see, I'm more awake than I was last week.
There you go.
If anybody's still listening. Michaela tells Sierra that her name's getting thrown around and says, don't do anything like scared and stupid. Sarah's okay with Sierra going home
that advice worked out pretty good for Sierra.
Yeah, I know, right? Sarah's okay with Sierra going home as long as she gives her the immunity advantage thingy, legacy advantage. She says, I don't want to vote her out, but this isn't about making friends. This is about winning $1 million. That is a winner's edit quote if I've ever heard that.
I don't want her to win.
Well, prepare
yourself. What do you have against Sarah?
She's boring. She's just so
To be
bleh.
Fair, her kid is about Zach's age because she was pregnant at the reunion show, and I was pregnant during the reunion show. So they're about the same age.
Well, unless it's you out there going to win $1 million for this family, I'm going to be, ugh.
Oh, if it was me, I would win.
I have no problem with Sarah winning it.
No, I mean, I don't have a problem. It's just, I think there's just better players right now I'd rather see win, like Sari.
Ugh, I want Sari to get her due so bad. I mean, it's called Game Changers. It's an all-star season.
She is the only person to make it to Final Four twice and not get a vote.
Amanda. Amanda from Heroes versus Villains.
Or make it to Final Four twice and not make it to Final Tribal Council.
Okay, yes, there you go. Because she made it to Final Tribal Council. Oh, Russell also made it. Okay, I was going to say Russell also made it to
Final Tribal Council, yeah.
Okay, Barbary. Okay, cool. Sorry. All right, guys out there that want to like kill us right now. Remember, our knowledge is in a whole different island, a.k.a. Lost. I rewatched it with you. I'm like knowledge and a half. Anyways, Sierra tells her that it's Andrea. And as Sarah decides that she's got to get that advantage by voting Sierra out, and then she appeals to Michaela. And I wonder if she appealed to Michaela because Michaela said she had a tough decision. And part of me wonders, did Michaela like run this by her godfather, Sari, and we didn't see that? I don't know.
Well, you don't see them talking a lot anymore.
Yeah, that's a
do
big
we?
Complaint.
I mean, but I can't imagine they don't talk. They're
they
in the
do.
Same
I
line.
Mean, Malcolm even said that he and Aubrey powered on the beach and for so long that episode that he went home about what would happen in every scenario that everybody was kind of like tired of it by the end, and it ended up being like just him and Aubrey by the end because they talked about it so much. And the vote when Savage went home in Second Chances, aka Cambodia, or whatever I called it before, which was, what did I call it before? Survivor voting in. Like they, I think Fishback has said that they spend hours trying to figure out if they should split the vote or not. So, or the week before with Sierra, they had spent hours trying to figure it out.
Well, what else is there to do?
Sierra, I'm Cass. So, yeah, exactly. It's talk strategy. So maybe just production decided that they, this week, prefer to see more of people crying over their loved ones than talking strategy. Anyways. Yeah,
the ratings bonanza.
Woo! We go to tribal council. And can we just talk about for a second that Debbie finally wore a tiger shirt? I mean, it's about time.
I'm giving out a little amount of respect that Jack has for Debbie in the game right now. I don't think Jack cared.
I have very little respect for Debbie at the moment, but I do respect the tiger shirt.
I do like that Zeke walked in like John Wayne.
Oh, man. No, I know that Mandy disagrees with me out there, but, I mean, if you could wear that shirt on national TV, I mean, A, you're a crazy person.
She killed a tiger with her bare hands to wear it. So,
so she could paint its face herself and put it on the shirt.
Yep.
You know, I really wish that we had a confessional about that shirt from her. Sierra makes her case for not being the biggest threat. She calls out Andrea. And then they talk about, like, the big W. And Michaela says, you know, a we can flip and easily become a me. And ends up being Sierra voted out.
Can we just talk about how Michaela's tribal game?
Her tribal game is awesome.
Yeah, because she like basically created a quote that was used by Jeff and by people doing the votes.
Did we have the sipping coffee moment and the coconut?
Coconut chips.
Yes, that was the thing she did.
Yes, but do we have to have
Jeff going from the we to the me?
What do you mean? Yeah, with the W with his fingers and the M.
You're almost as old as me. Knock it off.
Hey, he's got like a 24-year-old wife, right? So he's keeping himself young.
No, he doesn't.
I guess so.
I think he's like a young...
He's married to Zach Morris's ex-wife. Mark Paul Gosselaar's ex-wife.
I don't know.
No, I do.
Okay.
That's the thing.
I'm saying I don't know her name. You don't know her name.
She was on his talk show. She was like a regular on the talk show.
Prost!
Dum-bum-ba-bum. Wow. Anyway.
All right.
Anyway, Sierra got voted out. And then she gave the legacy advantage to Sarah, who was honest with her the whole game. And wanted to be like, hey,
I hope this person didn't vote for me. I thought she was going to give it to Brad.
Yeah, why not give it to Brad, who was like your most loyal partner?
Seriously. Yeah. I guess, well, you know, women helping women out.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
You know, help break that glass
ceiling. You think she's watching this episode going,
You know, I have not been on the social media since it ended, but I'd be willing to bet that, she's not on Twitter anymore. Just like Monica and Brad aren't on Twitter anymore. Not that Brad ever had one, but Monica's not either. No, if she was Kelly Wentworth, I'm sure she would have done a Periscope during the vote to be like, you know, setting the record straight about how, oops, I trusted the wrong person. I don't see that because I used to only watch Kelly Wentworth's things.
All right. Well,
I would have given it to Culpepper, but that's just me.
I would agree. All right. Well, that is what happened. So that's what we thought about this episode. Colleen, do we have any listener feedback?
We have no listener feedback, and that makes me really sad because for a while we had listener feedback. So why doesn't anybody want to talk to us?
I think they're still trying to recover from the last episode.
Well, you know, I did put them to sleep. So we were pretty boring and horrible last time. So I'm going to guess that, you know, maybe they're still
I think people are still trying to get soak in the what happened in this episode.
Yeah. Sure.
Well,
they have to watch it again.
Well, if you want to email us, it's survivorjjc@gmail.com. And like I tell people on the broadcast, just put it into your phone So that way, it's super easy to pull up your contacts whenever you have a thought about it.
And the phone number is 385-309-0311. Call anytime.
Call anytime.
All right. Well,
do we have any phone calls?
I just said no.
Oh, sorry.
With the absence of any feedback, that means it's time to tally the votes.
Which is the best part about the show.
And I didn't get any votes.
So our preseason picks for Sierra, Don Thomas. I said final three. Colleen said final three. And Jack said final three. So we all thought final three.
Oh, no way. I did not say final three.
You did.
Did I?
Everybody said final three. So that means no points for her going home.
So I had Haley in the final three, right? Sierra in the final three. And Ty, right? No.
No, you had... Oh, hold on. I had Jeff Farner to final three. Yeesh. You had Ty final three. And you said Haley?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Yep, you said Haley final three. All right.
I'm brutal.
And for the tally, who do we think was going home this week? I said Sierra. You guys gave me a lot of flack for putting the person that I picked as my winner's pick.
I gave Colleen crap for taking Michaela.
Yes, Colleen picked Michaela, and Jack, you said Sarah.
But
which looks
I think
to be
we did give
pick.
You crap for your... Oh, no, we gave Jack crap for his winner's pick, Ty, a few weeks ago.
All right, so with
I
that...
I think I said Sierra. I listened to it today. I said Sierra.
No, you didn't.
Okay,
so that with that, Colleen and I are tied with 7 tallies each.
Oh, boy.
Jack is close behind with 6.
Well, when Brad's in the final three, I'm going to just blow you all out of the water. So,
but Culpepper, it's your final three.
Suck it, Gladfelters.
Well,
suck it.
Your final three side bet is not looking very safe right now for Brad Culpepper.
I don't know. It's one of these things where he goes on a run and he gets all the way to the finals.
Have you seen them muscles? I feel like, you
he's
know.
Got some muscles. He's got some muscles. So I lose Sierra.
Ba-ba-da-da.
You had Sierra winning it?
I had Sierra as my winner pick.
Who's your new winner's pick?
Oh, tough break.
You're going with Sarah, aren't you?
So who's the guy that still has his original pick in there?
Yeah. Action Jackson. But you're not going to win.
You know, and you're screwed if he goes to the Final 5 episode, Final 6, where they started. Actually, they have to have a
actually,
double
no, where he's
week.
Really screwed if he gets to Final 3 again and doesn't win. Then he has no opportunity for points.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why this game is stupid. I go all the way to Final 3 and can't. I mean,
okay,
most people agree with me.
Okay, I generally agree that Jay's game is stupid, but I do play 2 different Survivor Fantasy Leagues, and both times you don't get points if your person goes to the final episode and does not get final three.
Maybe next season, if you guys want to, if your person makes final three, maybe give you 3 points.
Out of how many?
3. All right.
So then, wait. If your person goes to final three, and then you also pick a winner, it's okay. Let's say like all three. No. Wait, this is silly. Because if we all pick somebody that goes to Final 3, but one of us picks a winner, we all get the same amount of points?
No, if you had a winner pick from the very beginning, you get 15 points.
Oh, okay, fine then. I'm cool with that.
Anyway, but that's not the case this year. I'm going to pick Sarah as my winner's pick.
Oh, lame.
Well, you just said you hope Sarah doesn't win.
No, I made an awesome case for her winner's edit versus Culpepper's winner's edit. I just kissed kick you. I'm sorry. I'm very antsy right now. I feel very fidgety.
Well, it could have been worse, Jay.
I know. It could have been her talking throughout the whole episode. Well, I guess she has to talk through this one.
Is that a reference to me in The Leftovers? Because if so, touche.
And the thing is, like, you weren't even talking about The Leftovers.
I know, but that's Dan's fault. I'm talking about the
Married Men show where at one point Mike, myself, and Jay all stopped and went and just kind of looked.
What?
At you guys.
We all stopped.
Oh, I know. I watched the video and I saw that part and I was just mortified. I was like, oh my God.
Jay threw my pin or whatever he threw.
Oh, yes, I know. I saw. I'm really sorry. I was having a good time, but I ruined everybody
else's
good
time. You upset Ethan? You upset...
No, not Ethan.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Did I ruin his crackpot theories so that way Jack could get better ones?
It's Ethan's birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday, Ethan.
Happy birthday, Ethan.
Or I guess by the time he listens to this, it'll be yesterday.
He's going to a Journey concert.
Oh, that's exciting. Journey's coming here. They had a waste group of a on. Birthday. They have a Groupon still, Jack. I was going to text you guys, and then
we already got the tickets.
Yeah, I know. Jay told me.
Oh, okay.
I did.
That was the end of my story. Yes, I did. I said, oh, Journey's coming to town. They have a Groupon. Should I tell your parents? He goes, you said, no, I think they already know and are getting tickets.
I don't remember that.
This happened like a month ago, so that's why.
Anyway.
You probably had pneumonia at the time.
I probably did. It's time to pick who we think.
The end of can I say something? The end of this podcast is taking longer than their reunion.
No, is it taking longer than the family visit?
That's what I'm sorry, family visit is what I meant to say.
All right, Colleen, who do you think's going home next week on Survivor?
Ba, 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 ba. Why am I first?
Because
it's my turn.
Order.
Yes, yes, yes. I know how it works. Oh, man.
Please, take your time.
Can somebody vamp for 10 seconds so I can just get this out of my head?
You know what, dude? We'll play the family visit again. That should give you about 20 minutes.
Because on one hand, I think that Michaela has
give you longer than that because I'll be sleeping.
What? Say
Let's
Zach's.
Pick somebody. Let's go.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Fine. I pick Michaela. I think she's going to annoy people enough. I think people are coming for Andrea, though. That was my other pick.
Jack, your pick.
I'm going to go Ozzy. let's see. Who am I really going to go with? I don't think it's Sarah. I think, if Sarah is smart, she takes off Andrea. So I'm going to take Brad Culpepper.
I think Brad's the easy pick here, too. Sorry, Colleen. Jack and I are going to be five points richer.
If he doesn't win, it would be stupid for them not to take Brad Culpepper.
Agreed.
It would be absolutely stupid unless Brad Culpepper get to Ty, because Ty is really not secure with anybody right now.
Yeah, he's a free agent.
And Michaela's a loser.
And he has two idols.
So.
And he quietly has two idols.
And he has two idols.
I know, Ty. That's
yes.
what I said.
I thought you said Brad Culpepper.
No, I said Ty. We're talking about Ty.
And Ceri has to be thinking, too, that eventually she's going to have to get rid of Andrea.
So if Ceri...
Oh, I think today is Andrea's birthday.
If Ceri can
Happy
get...
Andrea.
Woo!
If Ceri can get Ty to give her his two idols, then greatest all time.
Which could possibly happen.
Oh, my God. Right. He did that? If he won immunity and then gave out two idols, would he be on Parvati level of idol play?
Yeah, I'd be up there with Malcolm and Parvati. Anyway, that will wrap up this week's Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. If you'd like to give us a call, you can do so at 385-309-0311.
Call anytime.
So that's 385-309-0311. Call anytime with your questions, comments, and or theories. Send us an email to SurvivorJJC@gmail.com. So again, SurvivorJJC@gmail.com. Join our Facebook group at facebook.com/group/JandJackGroup, where we live chat each and every episode of Survivor and a lot of other episodes as well. And become a patron by clicking on the Become a Patron link on JandJack.com. We have a full list of all of our 150-plus patrons on the thank you list. And we want to send a special thanks to Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Richter, and Molly the Millennial. And... Amazon. Woo. So, if you want to
buy every season of Survivor on Amazon.
You can.
Sure, why not? Every season
I'm pretty
of
sure
Survivor
that's not
on Amazon.
A thing.
If not, you can check out the new Amazon Echo show. It's the latest in the Echo series of devices, and this one's pretty neat. So jandjack.com/Amazon. If you use that link, it'll take you to the normal Amazon page, but everything you buy, a small percentage goes to the Jane Jack production fold, which Patreon, everything, every money is contributed to the show. Not only pays the bills to keep all the lights on for the business, but also goes to all of the podcasters on our network. So if you love what we do and you have the means and ability to support us, it goes a long way. So thank you very much. All right, that will do it for this week's episode of Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. We'll be back next week. Hasta luego, and goodbye.
Bye. Peace out.
Bye.